It's Jem, Deb, and Kevin on 95.5 WFMS.
6:29, fresh off judging America's Got Talent. We caught up with Mel B.
Good. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Well, you've done so much. Oh, yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Don't kid me.
Kevin has three daughters, and he was the first to point out that you've got maybe some fringe on your shoes.
Oh, yeah. I've got my Christmas full. Shoes out.
Christmas shoes.
Yeah, I call them my Christmas shoes because they're like, they're sparkly.
Oh, see, that's all the fringe.
Like, they are. See the fringe? Christmas spirit. That's lovely.
Now, how hard is it to walk in heels that high?
Well, I'm used to walking in heels.
Yes.
You know, I'm used to performing in heels, walking in heels, so it's not like a big deal for me.
No mishaps ever?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've fallen down a few times, a bit tipsy.
Yeah.
In heels, who hasn't? But yeah, that still doesn't stop me from wearing the heels.
Yes.
Do I wear them around the kitchen at home? No.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is a treat for us because we're all fans of the show.
America's Got Talent is a great show.
Yes. You guys have a good chemistry.
Really good. We all get on, thank God. They're all funny in their own kind of cutesy, funny little way. We're all kind of hired for our honesty.
Yes.
And I think that's what works. We all kind of have different opinions and we say it in different ways, and I think that's fine. So if one says something really cutting, maybe Heidi or me will smooth it over and go, oh, but you are nice. You are good.
Looking back at your career, was there someone like that talked to you and gave you words of encouragement, maybe constructive even early on in your career,
said, change this, do that? I'm pretty much independent. Yeah, I kind of go at things by myself. But being, you know, part of the Spice Girls for 20 years, I was with my best friends.
Yes. On a day-in, day-out basis, do you talk to them like every month?
I just got off the phone off them.
Oh, really?
Like a conference call with
them.
That's
so nice to hear.
Yeah, I mean, we're friends. We put ourselves together, so we're all good friends.
Now, where do you live now? Are you in the States or are you back in?
I've been here for 15 years in LA.
You hear about the accent, I'm sure, all the time.
My accent? What accent?
Yes.
Do you think you've lost a little bit of your accent?
I don't think so.
I like it.
No, when I speak to my mom, she goes, oh, God, you still got that accent.
I love it.
Notice Scary Spice to one generation and the judge on America's Got Talent to another generation.
Yes.
Part two of our interview in 1 hour.
Got a girl from the South Side. Got